up.
It's Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones, thanks to Hubbard's Granola.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am very good. It's nice to have you up in the studio this morning. What are we talking about?
Possibly an unappetizing topic. we're going to talk about offal this morning.
Offal. Which I actually didn't know what that was.
So what is offal? What is offal,
well,
Leisha?
Well, I'd sort of describe it as like the offcuts or the things that people, organs and, you know, things that people don't normally use. So things like heart, liver, you know, tongue.
It's funny because when you say things that people don't normally use, that's more like just hair,
yeah,
right? Like
so very common to use it, you know, in other parts of the world, they use the whole animal. That's very common.
Yeah.
On Sunday I went to this pop-up thing by the Cult Project, and he's a Filipino guy. His name's Carlo. And he, for the main course, served beef heart. And I was there with a girl who'd recently just come back to meat after being a vegetarian for 8 years.
That's a really strong entry back into that.
So she found it quite confronting and couldn't eat it. But the thing is, if you're looking at it from an animal welfare perspective, actually the best thing you can do for the animal is to eat the whole animal.
Absolutely.
You know, because otherwise you're just, it's
wasting
dying
it.
And it's, you know, it's dead anyway, so you may as well eat all the parts of the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a bit big advocate for not wasting anything, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But and I do love offal. I'll admit I don't cook with it much at home because it's quite fiddly. Like, there's a lot of peeling of membranes and
and good morning.
Yeah, I love this.
you have to, you know, like soak them in milk often to, like, you know, they can be kind of smelly and stuff. But the further
this is great. Really selling
the
it.
The further I've got is I've cooked livers at home to make pate.
Oh, yep.
I mean, have you ever had pate?
I actually love pate.
Yeah. So if you've had pate, then you've had it offal.
You've had offal.
So liver's a good gateway sort of entry into offal. Quite palatable, especially because it's cooked with butter and cream and everything. And then another.
I didn't know that's what the other ingredients in pate was.
All the yummy fats.
Butter and cream.
Yeah.
But it's quite good for you, yes?
Yeah, liver is good for you. Yeah, and all offal is quite good for you. It's high in iron and and other sorts
Even
of good.
Even if it's cooked with cream and butter?
Well, I don't think they'd recommend that you eat it every day like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Another good gateway offal is sweetbreads.
What are sweetbreads?
Well, if you're going to try them, I'd recommend that you just try them without knowing what they are first.
Yeah. So are you going to
So if you want to try
us?
Them, just put your fingers in your ears for like 5 seconds. Tell us what it is, Leisha.
I think I do know.
They're glands. So they're saliva glands. And I think they can also be like glands from the pancreas as well. But they're always deep fried. And so if you ate them without knowing what they were, they would be delicious.
They would taste mean. Yeah. I mean,
and
they probably still are taste mean. You just have to
they do.
Past
I
it.
Mean, with offal, it's just people just have to get the idea out. It's more the idea in people's head that grosses them out. Because actually, when they're prepared well, they're delicious.
Yeah.
You know?
And then if you have something that's maybe not prepared as well, I may have had in
I
the
think
past.
We've freaked out some listeners. Someone's just sent in the emoji with like the big wide eyes face and gone, bye.
Someone else texted in though saying, get a haggis in ya.
Yeah,
haggis. Am I saying that
I've
right?
never tried a haggis, but
I have. I actually quite like haggis.
What's
I have
haggis?
To say. It's like I'm going to get it wrong. It's kind of like a Scottish sausage, but not really. But it's cooked within like a sheep's stomach lining.
Yeah,
and it's just like stuffed with meat.
Yeah, and blood, blood and things.
Yeah,
I think, as
it's
well,
a
yeah.
very specific flavor.
Kinda
again,
like
not one to
or
if you've not eaten meat for a few years. It's not probably the first meat you should re-enter with.
Yeah.
But
So we were just talking about tongue before as well. So Tess had a bad tongue experience recently. But
it's just that they didn't, the texture was really there.
Yeah. So if it's done well, it should, like, the whole tongue, because a whole tongue is really a confronting thing. It's huge.
Especially when it's laid out on the plate in front of you.
And you again, you need to peel off, you know, the outer layer so that you don't have the taste buds on there and stuff.
Oh my God.
But when it's prepared properly, it will be cooked for a really long time in like brined and in like pickling spices, like the same way you'd cook a corned beef kind of.
Okay.
And then it's cooled and then sliced really, really thinly and then kind of like reheated, and that is the most delicious way to have
it.
That
actually sounds really nice.
Yeah. And if you, like, my sister's husband, he's freaked out by all these kinds of things, but she has eaten, she loves tongue, and so she's eaten it with him without telling him, and he just thought it was ham, you know, or some kind of cold cut. So if you treat it properly, that's how it should be. It should taste like that.
But I think it's absolutely, we have such a fear factor of these things in like Western foods, but it's just so normal everywhere else, and it tastes quite nice.
Yeah.
You just have to get beyond the sort of mental
and
barrier.
And I do think it's like it is, if you're going to be eating other parts of the animal, it it is good to be able to get past that fear factor.
Yeah, you should be
so
able
to. So you're not wasting
all
of that.
All parts of the animal. Yeah. And so tripe is another one, which is probably a little bit more, you know, adventurous once you get deeper into the offal gut. Tripe is the stomach lining. So the one that you eat is called honeycomb tripe, and that's because of the pattern on it. It looks like a honeycomb.
Oh, okay.
But you know how cows have a few different stomachs?
Yeah.
And the honeycomb tripe comes from the reptilian stomach.
Oh.
So,
that sounds, let's not get too deep in that one then, maybe.
But again, delicious once it's prepared properly. So I actually tried it for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and it was cooked in like an Italian style. And it was, it would have been braised for a long time, and then it was cooked again and in like a tomatoey Italian sauce with parmesan cheese and olive oil
and it was delicious.
Herbs all over the top. It was delicious. Yeah.
So if you wanted to go and get yourself some good offal in Auckland, is there anywhere you can go?
Yes, I would recommend going to like a yakitori place. Because,
I was gonna say for beef tongue, it's quite
they always
in
do
yakitori,
like chicken
it?
Hearts and stuff, and they use all the little bits and pieces, and they are small, so they're quite manageable little chunks for you to try if it's your first time.
Yeah,
cooked on the hibachi grill, and they're sprinkled with flavored salt, and you know, washed down with a cold beer. That's delicious. And also Cazador on Dominion Road. They don't, you know, like to paint themselves as an offal restaurant, but they do a lot of their own hunting. They kill a lot of their own animals.
They? I didn't know
and
that.
And so they tend to use a lot of the, you know, the whole animal. So they always have some kind of offal on the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get, I've had chicken hearts there before, and it was served in like a kind of Persian preparation with like hummus and herbs, a little herb salad. So yeah. And Culprit also does quite a good job of offering, of offal.
Yeah. Of offering
and
offal.
What about if you want to buy it yourself to prepare yourself? Would you recommend that, or do you reckon go out there and try it prepared by someone else first?
I would try it first.
Yeah.
Out. I think that even like for me, you know, I think if I prepared it myself, I might not do as good a job as like someone who's kind of skilled at doing
it. It might put
me off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So go out there.
Yeah.
Try some off.
I want to get into it because I really feel like the no waste thing is a great thing.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Maybe I just haven't tried enough.
You might be one of those people we need to trick you into it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, I reckon you should just give a crack at it, people, you know?
Yeah.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
If you're eating the other parts of the animal, I feel like
it's good
give
to
it a try.
Yeah, give it a try. Give it a try. Oh well, I think you've sufficiently
Gross
freaked us
out.
But also, I think it's good.
I
think it's good. It's kind of like chicken feet. You know, the first time I tried chicken feet, I was like, "What am I doing?" And then they're great. You know, you get them in all sorts of good restaurants.
Someone texted in saying the Lucky Taco do an amazing beef tongue
they
taco.
They do. Yes.
Oh,
yes. That is really delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is that from their truck?
Yeah. So again, they cook it and then it's, you know, slow cooked and then they reheat it on the hot plate. And so it's really tender and that's really delicious actually.
Yeah.
Get into it, people.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Leisha.
Thank you.
Anyone for seconds? Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Hubbard's Granola.